Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show you that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. We're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we're challenged from the book of 1 Samuel to let God lead. Now let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Hope you're having a great day today. I know that some of you are just getting started on your way to work and got that piping hot cup of coffee. At least I hope you do. And you got the podcast on, and I am so appreciative of the fact that you would spend this time every day. Share the word, if you would. We'd love to get some more people in the Bible every day. Feel like the hope of our country, the hope of our world, really, is that people get connected with God. And that's the hope. And you are a great help in that way. So thank you for all that you're doing for the Lord. We're in 1 Samuel chapter number 9, and we're seeing the development of, or at least a revelation of the character of, this man Saul, how he obeyed his dad and chased those donkeys. And even though he wanted to give up, God brought a faithful servant alongside that gave some really good advice. Hey, let's go to the man of God. Let's get some added direction. And I think last episode, we left with the idea that Saul was in agreement. Hey, well said. That's a really good idea. We do need to get clarity from the Lord. Verse number 11 of our text, and as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? Is the prophet here? And they answered them and said, he is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as you become into the city, ye shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now therefore, get you up, for about this time ye shall find him. So the story, the drama continues to unfold. And what's very interesting is there's a sacrifice in that city that day, a time of feasting, a time to honor God, a time where the people are taking off work and coming together on that very day. Now think about it. Samuel has already told the people in chapter number 8 that he wants them to go, everyone, to their own city because they want a king. So the implication is we are in king search mode. So could it not be that this sacrifice and this feast was not a time where they were praying for, thinking about, and considering who that king would be? And would that king come from this city? And Samuel's there. And so, hey, Samuel's here. So this was a very special day. Now, remember, Saul didn't know any of this. Saul's out chasing donkeys. And right. He just happens to be at that place. They're going up the hill to that city. And the girls are like, yep. And it just so happens that this is the exact time that he came. If you came yesterday, you'd have missed him. If you come tomorrow, he wouldn't be here. But he's here today, and he is about to go up and pray at this feast because no one can eat until he offers the blessing. And so you are in the right place at the right time, and you didn't plan it.
It's like when Jesus went to the cross, it just so happened to be Passover time. It just so happened to be the same time of year they would let a prisoner go. And none of that was random. He was in the right place at the right time.
In due time. I like what it says in Galatians 4, that in due time, Christ died. How does that say it? Now I'm trying to think. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. In the fullness of time, at the just the right time. And I mean, this story in 1 Samuel chapter 9 just continues to become more and more amazing, because from the perspective of human choice, it looks so random. Donkeys right. get lost. You don't plan that.
No.
We can't find the donkeys. We looked here and there and there and there. Can't find them. I give up. But then the servant says, well, wait a minute. We just happened to be in the exact spot where the man of God is. Let's ask him. Okay, let's ask him. So they go to ask him, hey, have you seen the man of God? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, you chose the exact right time to show up. Because
right,
he's
yeah.
here now, and he's about to go up there right now. And if you go right now, right now, don't delay, you're going to find him right there. I mean, this is just an amazing unfolding of events.
And when it happens in our life, when that takes place, and we can look and say, man, God did this, just like when Jesus went to the cross, I think him dying was everything. But the fact that it happened on that day, with the Barabbas thing happening on that day, you look at that as a whole picture, it just brings so much comfort to know that God is in control and all I have to do is follow him. That's my responsibility. He's got all the background work.
So as they continued to obey, as you just said, look at verse number 14. And they went up into the city. And when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. So it unfolds exactly as the maiden said. So they walk up the hill, they walk in the city, and bam, as they're coming in, he's right there. I mean, they essentially run right into him. Now, verse 15. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came. I love this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Saying, tomorrow, about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people because their cry is come unto me. Now, this to me is the key verse. This is the key verse about the leadership of Saul in this chapter. Because watch what it says again in verse number 15. So yesterday, the Lord said to Samuel, hey, Saul's coming. Watch verse 16. Tomorrow, about this time, so we're going back 24 hours, I will send thee a man. So what do we know according to the word of God? What do we know? We know that God sent Saul to Samuel. He said, tomorrow I'm going to send him. So we know what God did. Then when we go back and look at the verses that we just read, we know how God did it. So think about it. How does God lead? So now that we know that this was God doing this, we know that definitively because God just said it.
Right.
So how do we, that? So we know God did it. We know that God did it. How did God do it? Well, the way God did it, unless God told you he did it, you would say it's just random.
Right. Yeah.
But how did God do it? He did it with lost donkeys. He did it with the suggestion of a servant. He did it with a random conversation with some maidens. Think about that. And yet, what did God say? God says, I'm leading him. I'm sending him. But how God did it is just amazing. Random people, random places, but God was doing it.
Even when you started off and you talked about the genealogy of where he came from, notice how it showed up here. He even told Samuel, he said, and by the way, he's going to be from Benjamin.
Mm.
You know, that even that part of it shows back up again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even the whole initial genealogy of the chapter
right.
shows up. How God says, listen, I have all of this in place. Verse number 16 again, thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that they may save my people, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people because their cry is come unto me. So listen, here's who the guy is. Here's what his purpose is. Here's what I've done to get him to you. Amazing.
And two, he said, here's what his job is going to be to deliver them out of the Philistines' hand. He would have done that even if there was no king. So the deliverance is still coming from God no matter what.
That's a really good point, that God made that adjustment. And just think about how all this points to Jesus. Okay, so there's a specific time. God did the sending, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he knew the time, he did the sending. He's gonna be the captain over my people. That's what Jesus was, the captain of the host, that he may save my people. That's what Jesus did, he saved his people.
Amen.
Why? Because God looked upon my people and their cry has come up because God loves his people. So, I mean, all of this is a great picture of Jesus, and we know that too. How? Because Jesus himself said in John 5:39, search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they, the scriptures, they are they which testify of me. So what do we know? We know that all the Bible testifies of Jesus. We know that every line, every verse, every chapter, every book ultimately has an arrow that points right at Jesus Christ, beginning at Moses and all the prophets. He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, the Bible says about Jesus and the disciples on the road to Emmaus. So what a great picture of the Lord. Look at verse 17. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold the man. Again, that's something he said about Jesus too.
Yeah.
Behold the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. So to Samuel, God gave his word the day before. To Samuel, God gave a clarifying word on that day. To Saul, all of it seems random. I'm chasing donkeys. I'm listening to my servant's suggestion. I'm getting directions on the side of the road from these women. To Saul, it seems random. But all of this is part of the word of God and the plan of God.
And it's very comforting in your own life when you can look back at all of those little things that you thought were random, and then it all comes together and you realized that God did this for good. Just like Joseph, I don't think he was thinking about all of that when he was in a pit and being sold into slavery, but at the end of it, he saw how God used it for good.
And what a blessing that all of this must have been to Saul when he then realized what was going on.
Right.
And that's what happens in our life. Stay faithful, trust God, hang in there, keep moving forward. And then what ends up happening is as you do see, oh, God was working. Oh, you look back and say, wow.
Yeah.
Look at verse number 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Think about that. The first guy that Saul asks for directions in the city is the guy.
Right.
So he gets up to the hill. You're going to meet the seer. He walks in and say, hey, listen, can you help me find this guy? No, I'm the guy. Verse number 19, go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. I'm going to tell you all the things that are in, things that you don't even know about yourself.
Yeah,
things that you don't even know about yourself, Saul, I'm going to tell you tomorrow. Wow, I wish we could continue this today because I'm just excited about the rest of this story, but we'll have to stop for now and come back to this next episode. So mark your place there in verse 19. We'll come back to verse 20 next episode. Hope you have a great day today. Thanks for listening in. God bless, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.